Okay, the Gemara brought the Maisa of Ahuraya, and the Psak of Rav Zeira that Amisal de Rav Chia Kamaisa Mishtaba Ashar. So we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amalei Abayi and Isa Mishtabav HaGazlan Hu." We know for sure he's a Gazlan because he took two of the animals and he ate them. Amalei Shekinegdai Ka'amina. So the Gemara is mechadish that there's a concept of Shekinegdai that when the person himself can't swear, the shvu is nishapech on the other person. This says the Rai himself can't swear because he's a gazel, so therefore mahapachir on the owners of the animal, and they'll swear, and then the rei will have to pay. So the Gemara is the kasha. Hashtanami de lesla de Reb Chia. Even if you're going to say that we don't pass like the first Reb Chia, and the chayvim mid Reb Nachman, why do Reb Zeira say, im isel de Reb Chia, then you swear, even im lesla de Reb Chia. But there's a chiyav shua mid Reb Nachman, it's an an. If someone is kaifer bakal, he's potter. So this is the Gemara's kasher, that why do you have to come out to Reb Chia Kamaisa, which it seems there's at least some level of sophic. If we pass the like him, we slid Reb Chia, say Shuas Hesses from Nachman Mir Takana, that you always swear, so here also you're going to swear and finish. And you don't have to come out to Reb Chia Kamaisa. The Shach holds that on a Shuas Hesis, which I told you yesterday is the most kuladik of Shua, the Shua Deraisa, Shua Derabanan, and the Shuas Hesis, which is a later Takana. The Shach holds that a Shuas Hesis, you swear B'nikitas Chayfetz. You swear the same way that you swear Shua Deraisa by holding Sefer Torah, whatever the protocol for a Shua Deraisa is, that applies to Hesis as well. Not like most Paiskim. Most Paiskim hold that a Shua's Hesis is done. It's a Mukuladik Shua, you swear in Bezdin without a Nikita's Chayfetz. The Shach holds, you swear bin Nikita's Chayfetz. Holding Sefer Torah. The Shach brings a Raya from this Gemara. The Gemara is there, say Kasha Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira Paskin. That in Isil, Reb Chia Kamaisa, Mishtaba. The Gemara said that since Reb Chia Kamaisa is true, so therefore you swear. And the Gemara asks, typically with Reb Nachman, why do you have to come on to Reb Chia? You have to swear anyway. Also, Reb Nachman Shuas Hesis. What's the Gemara's kasha? If you hold, not like the Shach, if you hold Shuas Hesis is without Nikita's Chayfetz, because it's a Kula de Keshrua, so then Reb Zeira makes a lot of sense. Reb Zeira said, Im Isil is Reb Chia Kamaisa Mishtaba. I want to be Mechayiv to swear why? Because of Reb Chia, not because of Hesis. If you can't ask me a kasha, do it because of Hesis. Reb Zeira wanted to be Mechayiv Mishvua Binikitas Chayfetz. Reb Chia was saying that you have to swear a Shvua Chamura, a Shvua Binikitas Chayfetz. So the Gemara asks, Isil, what do you have to say, Isil Reb Chia? Say Altar Nachman, Altshuas Hesis. That's not a kasha. Reb Zeira Dafka said, Reb Chia, because Reb Zeira wanted to have a shvua, that's the Nikitas Chayfetz, that you swear holding a Sefer Torah. Since the Gemara compares it, the Gemara says that he should have said Reb Nachman, vice dois, that even Altshuas Hesis is the Nikitas Chayfetz. This is a Shach's Raya, and it sounds like a strong Raya. So the Pei Yeshua and the Cheshek Shloimei both say a very nice Terence. We'll be Magdim another Kasha. Look in the Seder of the Gemara. First the Gemara thought Reb Zeira was Mechayev the shepherd to swear. In East of the Reb Chia, the shepherd swears. The Gemara asks the Kasha, the shepherd, the Gazlan. So the Gemara answers the Shekinah, right? And then the Gemara asks, typically, Shuas Hesis. The order of the Gemara is after it tells us Shekneg Daikarmina, that the shepherd didn't swear, the other people swore. Then the Gemara asks for Shuas Hesus. In the Avamina, when the Gemara thought the shepherd swears, first the Gemara thought Reb Zeira Paskin and Mishlo Reb Chiya Mishtava that the shepherd has to swear. Then we didn't ask that you should swear Shuas Hesus. Only after Shekinegdai, once the Gemara said the other guy swears, then the Gemara said, typically Shuas Hesus. Why did the Gemara wait? Why did the Gemara wait to ask this kasha? So, the Shulchan Cheshek Shleimus say the following klal. This is based on Svara. A regular Shvua, a Shvua Deiraisa, if I have to swear, I swear B'nikitas Chayfetz. If I can't swear, and Shekinegdai swears, so then Shekinegdai swears B'nikitas Chayfetz. That's Pasha. Right? I'm afraid to swear. And I'm a choshud or a gazlan, I can't swear. So the other person swears. So he also swears holding a sefer Torah. Pasha. Why do you think the din is, if I have to swear Shuas Hesus, and we'll go not like the Shach, then when I swear Shuas Hesus, it's B'li Nikitas Chayfetz. It's a Shua Kala. It's without Nikitas Chayfetz. Now, if I can't swear, and you're Mahapach the Shvua on the other side, does he swear B'Nikitas Chayfetz or B'Li Nikitas Chayfetz? You follow the question? One more time, okay? Because your first answer is going to be the opposite of what's true. You'll see why. Okay, if I have to swear a Shvua Chamura, which is holding a Sefer Torah, and Yom HaHapach the Shvua, then the other person swears a Shvua Chamura. Simple. If I have to swear a Shvua Kala, and Yom HaHapach the Shvua, what should the other person have to swear? Huh? So Pasha just says, so he'll swear Shvua Kala, whatever I have to swear, Yom HaHapach on the other side. No? If I have to swear Shvua Chamura, which is him, he swears a Shvua Chamura. If I have to swear Shvua Kala, he swears a Shvua Kala. Whatever I have to swear, Yom HaHapach on the other person. So to Yeshua, that makes zero sense. It doesn't make any sense. Listen. If I have to swear Shvua Chamura, it means that my position is weak. And when Yom HaHapach it, I lose, the other person swears a Shvua Chamura. When I have to swear Shvua Kala, my position is weaker or stronger than when I have to swear Shvua Chamura. If I have to swear only a Shvua Hesus, what does that mean? That means that really I'm stronger. I'm really a Kaifah Kala. I really mean a Torah Potel Agamri. When I have to swear Shvua Kala, I'm really a stronger, I have a stronger side of the Din Torah than when I have a Shvua Chamura. When you're Mahapach a Shvua Kala on the other side, the other person should zicha have to swear Shvua Chamura. Madoch in the regular case of Maida B'Miktas, where I have to swear Shvua Chamura. If you want to beat me, you have to swear Shvua Chamura, and that's where my position is weaker. So when I have a stronger taina, where I'm only Mechayev Shvua Kala, that means I'm really stronger. So now if the other person wants to swear to take away from me, he should certainly have to swear a Shvua Chamura. Why? Because really, I'm in a stronger position. I'm a Kaifer HaKol. I'm really Minat Torah Pata Lagamri. So Nachman said, swear. He said, look, you really have a strong Taina. By Kaifer HaKol, you really have a strong Taina. So just swear a Shvua Hesus. That's a Kula to the Nitva, that he only swears a Shvua Kala. The Nitva, we say, look, really you should be Pata Lagamri. Swear Shvua Kala. When you say Shekinegdai, the other person swears, now the other person is going to swear and win. He's going to take away from me. For him to take away from me, when I'm only Chayav Yeshua Kala, he should have to do much more to be able to take away from me. Because I'm in a much stronger position. I'm a person who's only Chayav Yeshua Hesus.
Why can't you swear? The fact you can't swear puts you in a bad light.
I understand. But when I can't swear by Yeshua Chamura, I'm in a bad light because I can't swear. When I say Shua Kala, I'm in a bad light. Now, by Shua Chamura, when you're Mahapachit, for him to beat me, he has to swear Shua Chamura. So when I'm only chayav b'shul kala in a bad line, I'm better than the other case. It's a chishef to swear shul if I'm going to take away from you.
He swears what you were supposed to swear.
Why should he swears what I was supposed to swear? Incorrect. I'll tell you why. Think about it. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a moedah b'miktas, and Shimon is a kaifer akol. They're both chashudim. They're both in the same bad line. They're both gaik anovim. Reuven is moedah b'miktas, Shimon is kaifer akol. Okay? Now, who do we believe more in this din Torah? Reuven or Shimon? Reuven is moedah b'miktas, or Shimon is kaifer akol? Who's more believable? Shimon, right? Because you see, the Torah was mechayev a moedah b'miktas to swear. The kaifer akol doesn't have to swear. So I mean, Shimon is more believable than Reuven. So now, when I'm a hapachit by Reuven, when I'm a hapachit, the person that's against him in order to win has to do what by Reuven? Has to swear to beat Reuven with a shvua. What does Shekinegah they have to do? He has to swear shvua chamura to beat Reuven. So now Shimon, who's a kaifer akol, and he's really Api halachi, he's more believable. So zikr, when you're mahapachet on the kenegdai should have to swear with the kitas chayfetz. Certainly you should have to swear with the kitas chayfetz to beat him. In other words, when someone's chayav a hesis and you're mahapachet, it doesn't, you don't say, whatever he has to do, the other person does. No. What he has to do was kula dik, because he's more believable. If you're going to be mahapachit, the other person has to swear shvul chamura for sure. Because Reuven is even more believable. The one who was a kaifer akol is even more believable than the one who was a maid of a mikdash. You follow?
The one who's kaifer akol, because first of all, the one who's kaifer akol, who's he more believable? He's more believable not than Reuven, but the guy who's arguing. He's more believable than the case of maid of a mikdash. But when it comes down to it, he's always going to be less believable than the other guy who's standing against him. Either way, look, you can't make a guy tying against him make a worse rule than he's making, because he's a believable than him.
Is that true? By Kaifer HaKol, the one who denies is more believable.
And the guy claiming they owe him money.
If you say I owe you money and I deny it, who has more Kaifer Best than you? You're the mighty, you have zero rayas, and I'm the most that have zero rayas. I'm really much stronger than you.
So
Nachman said, you have to switch with Hesses. But now when I'm a hapachet on you, you should be able to win with a shvua, with a kula dik shvua.
He says, "I can't." First of all, the guy who the shvua is called usually should be worse off than the other guy. And if he's switching it over, you can't make him make a shvua that's going to make him worse than the guy.
Not worse. The one who's mechuyev shvua is better off. He wins with a shvua. The other guy doesn't win with a shvua. The one who's mechuyev shvua wins with a shvua. The other person doesn't.
Why is he shvua on him?
Because he's stronger than the other person. Otherwise, the other person would swear.
The reason is because if
you and I have a din Torah, and Bezin says to me, they tell me, you swear. If you don't want to swear, tell him to swear. So who's stronger? I'm stronger. I have the option of swearing.
So what's the whole thing in Mitoich?
Mitoich is if I don't swear, then I have to pay.
That guy is the worst off. What a way to swear. You should have the worst off.
Is that true? Is that true? But if you say I owe you money and I deny it flatly, so I'm weaker than you. I'm the muzik. You're not the muzik. You have no raya. I have no raya. It's my word against your word. You're not stronger than me.
But makes you zechus see that he's worse off.
He's not worse off. If you say I owe you money, I say half. I'm better off because I could swear and be potter. You can't swear and collect. I could swear and be potter. You don't have that option of swearing and collecting, right? What? Not worse than the Tevea. Because if he swears, he's potter. If the Tevea swears, he's not potter. I thought such a mishmak as far. It has to be that way. It makes no sense.
Did they make
it with
the question? They say, depending on the situation, we'll make a
shvua cater
to that case.
Or did they just say, of course, the shvua can be less than Maidah B'Mikdash.
How can it be less than Maidah B'Mikdash? It's not the issue of the less. The issue is, this guy is obligated to shvua. He can't make the shvua. So they have this issue with whatever reason the Chacham felt they need to make the original Chacham, and they just transfer. Who said they went and came to shvua is a crazy individual case? They just said, you have to make sure you can't.
It can't be that a person against the might of a mikzah swears a shvuah chamurim wins. And a person against the Kaifer HaKal swears a Shua Kala wins. It could be such a thing. It's a Shua Kala, Shua Chamura. Shua Chamura, I'm telling you, make a Shua the Rabbanon. But he has to do it with a Kiddush Chaifetz. Because you can't... Madoch by a Maida B'miktsas, the Tevea can't wear without a Shua Chamura. So by a Kaifer HaKal, he certainly can't wear without a Shua Chamura. The Shas Raya is it falls off, that's all. It falls off. It's not Raya against the Shas. You shock it all this way, but you don't have to come on. There's no Raya for this Gemara. Because this Gemara is talking after Shekinegdai. What we're saying is this. The Gemara has two steps. The first step in the Gemara, Reb Zera said the shepherd should swear. Right? First thing we thought he said. The shepherd should swear. At that point, the Gemara didn't ask, why did Reb Zera say the shepherd swears? Because Reb Chiya, typically Hesus, more than asked that. The Gemara understood at that point that Hesus is without Mekitas Chayfetz, and Reb Zera was Mechayev with Mekitas Chayfetz. So at that point, the Gemara didn't ask that let him swear Hesus. If the shepherd is swearing, so we understand, Reb Chiya is Mekitas Chayfetz, Hesus is without. Then the Gemara said, Shekinegdai Ka'amina. I mean that the other person should swear, the Fekerta, the other guy should swear. We said, oh, the other person, if the other person swears, then typically al Shavuos Hesus. Then the Gemara asked that typically the Rav Nachman said there's such a thing as Shavuos Hesus. So when Shekinegdai swears against the Shavuos Hesus, he should swear b'nikitas Chayfetz. Because to swear against the Hesus, you would need to swear Shua Chamura. I'd have to think of a good marshal where the thing is turned around, and the same type of idea where the thing is turned around because the person is weaker. In order for the other person to win, he's got to be stronger. It's I don't know. To come up with another case which is similar, that in order to be able to. Come up with a case. The kuda itself, before anything else, just let's make believe we're Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman comes along. Before Reb Nachman came, what's the din? If you're Kaifer HaKal, what's the din? Huh? Before Reb Nachman was here, Kaifer HaKal, you're potter. If I say you owe me money, you say no. I have no raya. You have no raya. You're totally potter. Before Reb Nachman came, he said you're totally potter. Reb Nachman made a takada for the benefit of who? Teveya the Nitva. Reb Nachman made a takana to benefit the Teveya. He said, listen, we're going to give the Teveya something. Really, Teveya should lose. We'll give him something. The Nitva swears, but since this is all for the benefit of the Teveya, so the Nitva will make you swear, but a Shua Kala. We're not going to go so far as like a Daraisa. So a Shua Kala. That means, really, before Reb Nachman appeared, all the generations before, if this didn't take place in the time of Rav and Shmuel, or Shammai and Hillel, or Moshe Rabbeinu, then the Nitva wouldn't have to swear anything. The Nitva would win totally. No riots, no swearing, no anything. Just to make the Rav a riot. He doesn't have to say anything about it. The other person says, you owe me money. He says, prove it. We're finished. The entire is over. So, really, the Nitva should be scot-free. Reb Nachman said, okay, Nitva will make you swear Shavuos Hesus. What happens if he's a Goslin? We'll make the other person swear. Now let me ask you, what do you think Reb Nachman was doing here when he came along and made this takana? So he said a kaifer akol, you're not the shvur deraisa, will make Yisrael a kula de kashvur called shvur sasis. When he said the kinegdai, when you're a chashud or a gavlin, then the teveya swears. Do you think what Nachman was saying? Let the teveya swear. Why should he swear shvur chamura? Let him swear shvur kal. Does that make sense? That when the teveya has to swear, the Rav Nachman would have said, okay, since it's only a shvur sasis, you swear shvur kal. Doesn't make any sense, because here you have to remember the nitfa really should win. The nitfa really min haTorah is a kaifer akol. A kaifer akol wins with nothing. Rav Nachman said, we're going to make you almost like a moed of a mikzas, but not so chomer. We'll make you swear like a moed of a mikzas, but a little less chomer, because the nitfa is a little better off. So why did Rav Nachman say it's not a shvur chamura, only a shvur kala? Why did he do that? Why did he say a moed of a mikzas shvur is a shvur deraisa? Why did he say a kaifer akol only shvur is a shvur kala? A kula dik a shvur. Why? What's the answer? Why the kaifer akol the nitva swear only shvur kala? Huh? Think about it. That's so complicated. A moed of a mikzas has to swear and a swear shvur chamura. And min haTorah kaifer akol is possible. So if Nachman came and he said, we'll make Shuas Hesis, we make a kaifer akol swear Shuas Hesis, but more kuladik than a shvur deraisa. So why did he do that? Because he had Rachmanis on the Sefer Torah? No.
Obviously, the Svarah, the Svarah,
so what does that mean? It's a step down because we are more sympathetic to the Nitfa of the Tevei. We try to benefit more the Nitfa, right? So Nachman said, I have to benefit the Nitfa a little more, because Minatari is Potter. You have to benefit the Nitfa more. Good. But that's the aside, right? Kaifer Akol would benefit the Nitfa a little more. Now, when I'm a Hapach the Shvu on the Shekinegdai, in this case, I still have to benefit the Nitfa a little more than by Vayda B'Mikzas. He's still a little better. So if I'm a Hapach it, and I say the Shekinegdai swears a Shvu Akala, then I'm benefiting the Teveya. When I'm a hapach the shvur, I say the teveya has to swear. Really, by my demikzas, teveya swears the shvur chamura with a sefer Torah. Right? So now Rav Nachman was thinking, what am I going to do now? I'm making this new takana. Let's see. Moed b'mikzas. The moed b'mikzas swears the shvur chamura. If you're a hapach it, he swears the shvur chamura. So now we have to fill in the next two boxes, right? Shvur hesis. The nitva, if he's a kaifer akol, swears the shvur hesis because we want to benefit the nitva. So if he's mahapachit, what does the Tevea swear? Shvur kala? Shvur kala? But I thought Rav Nachman's coming to make a takana, but it has to be beneficial to the nitva. If I'm going to say a Tevea could win with a shvur kala, that means the Tevea could win more easily when the other person's kaifer akol than when the other person's a maida b'miktas. Or when the other person... Oh, I have a perfect question. Okay, listen to this. I have a case for you. The way you say, yeah, you said you're mahapachit to shvur kala. So I'll tell you, ma'isa shahaya, assuming that you're the dayonim, okay? Ma'isa like this. Reuven comes to Bez and says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon's kaifer akol. Right? So, but Shimon's a gazlan. So Bez says, Shimon, you swear shvur tesis. Shimon's a gazlan. What does Bez say? Reuven swears. Put it to you, what does Reuven swear? Why does he swear in order to win? You're saying a shvur kala, he'll win. Okay. In the meantime, Reuven pulls in an eid echad to Bezdin. Reuven says, now I have an eid echad like me. I have an aide who saw I lent him money. So now you're going to change your psak now. Right? What happens now? Before he had the eid echad, Reuven would swear shvur kala and he'd win. Now Reuven brings an eid echad. So now what is Bezdin paskin? Shimon has to swear a shvur derai chamur. So now a mahapachit. So now Reuven has to swear shvur chamura. So you hear, according to you guys, before he brings in eid echad like him, Reuven swears a shvur kala. Right? He didn't bring any aid. I just say, you owe me money. No aid like me. I say, you owe me money. So you have to swear shvur kala. Since you're a chashid, they say, I swear shvur kala. Now I bring in eid echad like me. So now, what's going to happen? I bring an echad like me. You have to swear Shvuah Chamura. Oh, so now I have to swear a Shvuah Chamura to win. So before I bought the 8 echad, I swear Shvuah Kala. And now I bring the 8 echad, and now I swear Shvuah Chamura. Because I have an 8 echad like me. Huh? But that's not where you start from. You start from the Torah. All Torah dikeshuos are Shvuah Chamura. All the Nikita's Chayefis. Rav Nachman said, Shvuah says, this is a Shvuah Kal. Well, you understand what I'm asking before you? Huh? You understand what I'm telling you? It can't be that when you're Mahapach a Shvuah Heses, the Tevea wins with a Shvuah Kal. Because then, when he brings an Eid Echad, or he has a case of Baidah B'Mikzas, then suddenly he becomes Chayef a Shvuah Chamura? Becomes worse? Does that make any sense?
That never happened, because at the end of the day, we say, you're right, if that was the case, and someone comes to Rav Nachman and say this question, he says, you're right. But why at the end of the day, the Catholic Catholic, we don't think.
We're not holding. We're holding the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's going to say. I'm talking now about the Shas Rai. The Shas said that this Gemara is shared. Because what is the Gemara saying? Typically, the Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's a Shul Kal. So what I'm answering, is no. Rav Nachman only said that the Nitva swears a Shul Kal. Because Rav Nachman had Rachmanis on the Nitva, because really the Nitva should be potter. He says Shul Shul Kal. If there would be a case of Shekinegdai, which Lefiyam is Tekat Tekat Aloyavi, but the Gemara at this point saying there's a case of Shekinegdai. So if there's a case of Shekinegdai, the case of Shekinegdai has to be a Shul Chamur. It can't be a Shul Kal. Because it doesn't make any sense that you'll be Mahapach, that the other person wins with a Shul Kal. Why didn't Rav Nachman make a shul? Why shouldn't he make a shul chamura? I don't know what you mean. If you're gonna be mahapachit, it's illogical to be mahapach and tell the tevei he can win with a shul chala when he's weaker than if he had an eid echad. If he had an eid echad, he would win with a shul chamura, and now without the eid echad, he wins with a shul chala. It doesn't make any sense. Rav Nachman can't make such a takana that if you come with an eid echad, you have to swear shul chamura. If you come without an eid echad, you make a shul kala. It totally makes zero sense. And that's only a riot to what I'm saying. The thing stands by itself. That the Shekinegdai, when the person is stronger, the Shekinegdai has to swear more. Totally misunderstood. Not. I'm going at this point in the Gemara.
We're assuming now
we
made the takana. I'm not disagreeing with the riot of the shah.
All right. All I want to do is shluck up to Shach. The Gemara will have a maskana. There's no Shekinegdai. So that'll be the maskana. We're talking now at this point in the Gemara. The Shekinegdai can't be a Shvuah Kal. That's the aside. And it really has to do with understanding the idea of switching something around. When you switch something around from the Nitva to the Teveya, it's not just the Shvuah you're switching around, but the payment you're switching around. When the Nitva swears, he doesn't pay. When the Tevea swears, then he's Mechayev Tashlomen on the Tevea. So it's a total Mishapchus. Okay, this is how they explain this Gemara. And now we get to Taisus. Shekineg Dekami. The Taisus here is the Yisaitis de Ketaisus. Taisus wants to know when you say each of two things. We all know when a person can't swear, you say Mitayesh Sheni Achlish Mishal. Same as that. We also know that when a person can't swear, you say Shekinegda, Yemahapach Teshuah, and the one who's against him. When do you say Shekinegda? And when do you say Mitayesh? That's the whole Nidain of Taisus. If Taisus had one pshat, then there would be one Mahalach, and everything would be smooth. But they says two pshat, and that's what gives rise to the whole choice of ways to understand Shvuah. Let's see Taisus. And Shekinegde Kaminim Taima. Maishna b'chashav Ashur Shekinegde Yishkev Neitel. Amai le'amrina mitayich Shem Yachas v'mishalem Kedam Agav Chav Shein Acham Shalai Yadana Ubedis Chadir Rabba Yishlai. Question is, why don't you say that the Gazlin should have to pay? He's Mechuy Yishvoi. He can't swear. So let him pay. Terrace number one. Yishlai. Mehachi yamrina mishalem according to Tyson's first terrace, Mikar Adin, he should have to swear. The Ikar Adin is his Bechiv to swear. According to Tyson's first terrace. Just that what? We have Rachmanis on him, Lashach Kisaya, everyone will find excuses to have Dine Torah with him. But according to Tyson's first terrace, the Ikar Adin is he should swear. Now let's see Tosfos' second teretz, which is that Me'ikar Adin he doesn't swear. V'ayit, d'hasam amalei shvuah d'araisa isli alecha aitish b'aitisham. In the cases, in Daflit, Sadiches, or wherever else, he's saying, Avi shvuah d'araisa pay or swear. Aval hacha. You can't tell him either pay or swear. Aval hacha hu b'ratzin yishba in nanichenu. He's ready to swear. The Gazel says, you want to let me swear? I'm ready to swear. So you can't tell him, well, since you're not swearing, pay. He says, I'm mukhan to swear. It's Bezdin that's stopping me from swearing. So Mikar Adin I'm potter, not because Bezdin did me a taiva or Meshach Kishkaya. It's Mikar Adin that I'm potter, Lekach Yeshalim. So the difference between Taisus 2 Terutzin is Taisus' first teretz is that really Mikar Adin, a Gazlan should have to pay every time he can't swear. Mikar Adin, you should have to pay. You can't swim. But Leshafkis, we made a taiva to him. So the second teretz is, Mikar Adin, it would be shayach for him to swear. Mitzidai, it would be shayach for shvuah. Just that we don't let him swear. If we're not, if the ones who are not letting him swear, so then we can't make him pay because we're the ones who are not letting him swear.
So
Kolsh came Reb Nachman, Zicha, we have to be afraid.
We know, we have to be afraid of it. We know the halacha is by Hesus, and the Hashem Yosin is by Hesus. So what do I need it for? It's never going to come the day that I'm going to be able to take it.
If you hold that you don't say Mitzvah by Hesus, so then, according to Tosfos, first Kasha, okay, because the Gemara held, you see what you're saying is true. But you have to remember, the Gemara here thought that by Hesus he says Shekinegdai and you pay. Oh no, you're right. You don't say Mitayas. It's from Mitayas. Oh, so you're saying good Kasha. You're asking that if the Sfar is like the Loishavkis, how's the Shach by Hesus? By Hesus, there's no Loishavkis. You're asking a good question. I don't know the answer. Let's see, maybe. We'll have to look on the top Taisus and the Yamid Beis. You have to look at the Maram on Taisus, and maybe it would answer your question. You'll have to take a look at it. Okay, but the biggest side of Taisus here, which is the Reb Naftali, which is what we're going to spend some time on Sunday, not the whole day, but is that you say that we spoke out on Beis Amid Beis, that there are two ways to understand the concept of Shua. When the Torah created the of Shua, we said there are two ways to understand. What did the Torah obligate me to do? They're very different one from the other. One way, first, I don't remember what was first and what was second. The first way to understand is that Shua is a birur, which means I have to bring a raya. So whatever raya I'll bring, that'll pass to me. The Torah said, shvua is a good enough raya. Shvua, it's a raya, you're telling the truth. Because if a person swears, most people wouldn't swear for money. So if you're swearing, it's mevarer, it's a raya that what you're saying is true. I guess that's the push the way you learn shvua. The shvua is a birur, it's mevarer that what I'm saying is true. The second way to learn was that what? That shvua We use the word tashlumin. Rav Naftali uses the word it's a ptor, which is the same idea. Tashlumin. What does tashlumin mean? It means a shvuah is something I owe you. Just like I could owe you money as a payment, I could owe you shvuah as a payment. I could owe you, then I have to swear. What does it mean I owe you? Well, Maisa, if you have a din Torah with me, and you know you're right, and I'm denying it, I'm going to win, you would want that I should at least swear, at least something, to try to answer your taina. So it's something I owe you. I owe you a shvuah. It's something, if you mean, I have to give you a shvuah. It doesn't have to be a bir, it doesn't have to prove anything. It's my tashlumin to you, to satisfy you, that at least I'm going to pay. That's the idea of the second idea. We said then that this is totally in the two ways to learn the type, which we'll get to. I don't want to talk about it in a minute. But Rav Naftali says that the two terutzim of Tosfos are going, one teretz is going that shvuah is a birur, and one teretz of Tosfos is going that shvuah is a tashlumin. And you'll figure out which is which. I think if you think about it, maybe you can figure out yourself. Or else look in the Rav Naftali. That one paragraph in the Rav Naftali we explained, that's telling the two shittas in Tosfos, is very clear. And I have no pitukim, it's mamish, fits him very beautifully into the two Mahalchim and Tosfos. And it's a shem that will do Sunday. Sunday I'd like to do the Gemara in the other days as well to the two dots.